It was been talked about this week by the family of Barbara Bush, talking about comfort care. Another word for it, palliative care or hospice care. Gary Johansson is here. He's the medical director at St. Joseph Health of palliative and hospice care. And Nina Arbor is here. She's the manager of volunteer services at St. Joseph Memorial Health. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
It's not the happiest of subjects. Let's face that. But we all have to face it at some point in our lives. And it seems as though hospice care, palliative care is becoming more and more intrinsic to us at the end of our lives, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. My regards to Barbara Bush and her family. I'm so thankful that she decided to go public with this sensitive subject, because it's why we're here this morning.
Yeah.
It's helping the public and the healthcare system come together on this difficult topic.
Yeah, but end of life services and what we can do to make those that we love more comfortable, and what part we play in all of that is what you two do.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying to Gary earlier that we see people in grief services that oftentimes have layers of grief, not only about the loss of their loved one, but about the circumstances that happened before their death, feeling like they didn't necessarily have control over what medical decisions were made, or they didn't know how to choose what their options were.
And so much of this care, it can certainly take place in the hospital. It certainly can also take place at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's important to distinguish palliative care from hospice.
Please do.
From comfort care, because they're different packages.
Educate us, Gary, would you?
The palliative care package is upstream. It's the specialty that looks at the patient and how the disease is affecting them. Their comfort, their symptoms, the stress, the fear, the anxieties, all the pieces that fit with the person, that's the specialty to palliative care. And it's valid upstream at the beginning of a serious illness.
Okay.
In conjunction with other specialists working on the disease, palliative care works on the person with the disease and helps them manage that part of their illness.
It's important segue, isn't it?
Way upstream. So that's a time of diagnosis when cure may still be on the table.
Okay.
But pain and other symptoms are getting in the way of living at that point, even.
Yeah, this is a good distinction for you to help us make this morning, because you're right. A lot of us do sort of roll it all into one thing. So let's talk about hospice and about comfort care then.
So then hospice care is downstream further, way into the trajectory of the illness, when a person is no longer curable, no longer facing treatments that are going to help the disease process, and they're ready to pull in the reins and just manage the rest of their life at home, not go back and forth to the hospital.
Yeah.
All the treatment by a team now that comes in and helps care for them, with nurses and social worker, manage the care at home until they die, hopefully for weeks to months, sometimes only days.
Yeah.
But that's the package that hospice is. And patients may be still fairly functional, but they're no longer wanting to go back to the hospital and focus on the disease.
And Nina, I could say from experience that one of the most important parts of this this kind of care is for the families of the patients, because we're the ones, you know, needing, you know, particular support and care during that time too.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel oftentimes that when someone has been admitted to hospice care, that part of their comfort is knowing that their families are cared for as well.
I think so too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking as Gary was speaking about the distinctions between hospice, palliative, comfort care, that one of the main common ingredients in all three of those areas is quality of life.
Yeah.
It's looking at what are our goals of care? What's important to us now? How can we now look at this new chapter and choose the service that best suits us?
And hopefully the person who is ill and is on that pathway has laid out specific instructions about how they want the family to proceed after a certain point of illness, because that's very important to this equation, too.
Yes. And that's what advanced care planning is all about, which we're promoting.
Yep.
Now, comfort care, in contrast to palliative care, is what where Barbara Bush was in her trajectory, right near the end.
Yeah.
And instead of what a palliative care situation might have been, where she'd go back to the hospital for treatment for IV antibiotics for a flare of her heart failure.
Yeah.
In her case, she said, I don't want to go back to the hospital anymore. It's that very tail end. I don't want palliative and comfort to be equated where people are afraid with brand new leukemia to go to palliative because it's like comfort care, which is what Barbara Bush did at the last week of her life.
Yeah, that's very different circumstances.
That would be a different circumstance. That's
well,
the issue.
I'm hoping the two of you will come back and sit with me during the 9 o'clock hour when we have more time to chat about this. This is a super important subject for individuals and families to learn more about. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. We'd be glad to come back.
All right. That is Nina Arbour and also Gary Johansson from St. Joseph Health. Thanks to both of you for being here today. Super important subject. We all should know about it intrinsically.